Dollar stores used to be the cheap, slightly tacky backwaters of retailing. These days, they're trendy. Several dollar store chains are traded on Wall Street, and dollar stores are expanding well beyond small towns and rural areas into cities and the suburbs. NPR Snigdha Prakash went to a dollar store in suburban Washington to learn what's driving the boom.
The Dollar Tree is a solidly middle-class company here in Rockville, Maryland. Bloomingdale's is close by, CompUSA is right next door, and shoppers are embracing it. In aisle two, that's the party aisle with plastic forks, paper plates, and candles, Marianne Keithley is pushing a grocery cart. She has a set of coloring books in it. Keithley says they're for a granddaughter.
I can put it in an envelope and mail it, and so that's the kind of things I look for.
Keithley's here with her friend, Betty Rubin.
I'm looking for small bottles that I can put all my vitamins in it. Pretty, not ugly.
The women live in two of the most upscale zip codes in the country.
We don't have to come here. I mean, you know, we like it.
We love it.
So you look here, then if you can't find it, then you go some other place and pay the price. But many times we find just what we want in here.
Where else do you shop?
Neiman Marcus.
Macon Brock chuckled when he heard this the next day. Brock is the chairman and CEO of Dollar Tree.
Whether you make a lot of money or whether you don't make very much, everybody likes a bargain.
It's like being a millionaire.
Miles Orville is director of American Studies at Temple University.
Not having to think about the price of anything and just purchase whatever strikes your fancy. And especially in today's economy, this is a sort of area almost for consumer play.
Dollar Tree has added hundreds of new stores to reach these impulse buyers. The new stores are in neighborhood shopping centers and strip malls that cater to middle and upper income buyers. The biggest chains such as Dollar General and Family Dollar, which carry merchandise for up to $5, $10, and $20, are opening stores at the rate of one a day. Sandy Scrovan, a vice president of Retail Forward in Columbus, Ohio, says the expansion strategy is working.
Our most recent data shows that 69% of all U.S. household shoppers made a purchase at a dollar store in the past year. I mean, that's really a huge number.
And over a third of all Americans go every month. Dollar stores attract these shoppers with staples that people need to replenish regularly. Laundry detergent, shampoo, even food. Grocery stores, drug stores, and discount chains such as Target and Walmart are beginning to feel the pinch of competition from dollar stores. It's a far cry from the days when shoppers went to dollar stores for cast-offs from other retailers. Macon Brock, who's CEO of Dollar Tree, says his company can sell a wide range of products for a dollar because of how much it's grown.
We started 17 years ago with 5 stores, and we'll finish this year with 2,500 stores. So we actually buy millions of pieces of an item, and that's a lot of quantity for vendors. So we're able to negotiate very good favorable pricing, and we don't have no middle suppliers in between. We just seek the best price.
That best price comes from Southeast Asia for about half of Dollar Tree's products. The rest are bought from manufacturers in this country. Macon Brock says a growing share of those products are brand name, as U.S. manufacturers realize that dollar stores can be a valuable outlet for them. In some cases, manufacturers are tweaking their regular products, making them smaller, for example, so they can be offered at a dollar. Procter & Gamble, maker of Charmin, Crest, and Folger, is even issuing coupons that can be used only in Dollar General, another chain. At the Dollar Tree in Rockville, Stephen McLean of Falls Church, Virginia, is checking out. He came looking for sponges to shine tires. He has 4 bags of those.
And I picked up 2 tape measures that I didn't even come in for. That happened to be on sale.
What do you mean on sale?
Well, I mean they're here, so I bought them. You know?
What are you going to do with 2 tape measures? One is orange and one is black.
I'm going to give the orange one to my girlfriend, so she doesn't lose it, and the black one goes in my toolbox.
Pretty good.
Thank you.
McLean's tab is $6.30. He says at a hardware store, it would have been easily $16. What if the tape measures aren't as good as those he'd get at a hardware store? McLean says he doesn't care. If they break, he'll toss them out and buy some more. He says, after all, he'll only have lost a dollar. Snigdha Prakash, NPR News, Washington.